The Joe Rogan Experience.
You got to help me with that work. And I'm telling you, I am literally right now, I feel like I am on the cusp of either, you know, being that athletic guy, you know, go back into where, you know, I get in shape like crazy, or I'm wearing cardigan sweaters and literally, you know, grandpa?
Well, good. Well, just get a trainer.
I can't. I'm doing a documentary right now.
Yeah.
And I started it in January. I'm assembling the best guys. Like Dolce is going to help me out with this thing. He's awesome. We already did one. We already did a documentary. I did it on, it was called Cheat Day, where I thought you could work out like 6 days a week and just have one day to eat what you want and just do it that way. And I had Dolce come in and be in it with me and work me out and do it. And he kept going, you're not going to be able to do this. And I go, why? Because your one day is going to destroy everything. And he said, and I remember this, he goes, you can't outwork a bad diet. And he was right. It was like, I would crush it so hard. Like, people don't know what I can eat. Like, you know, I'm, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, when people go, oh, I'm a foodie, you know, like, it's like, you have no idea how much I can crush food. And that one day would just destroy it for the rest.
Yeah. The food thing is, you can't outrun a bad diet. You just can't.
You can't.
You can't. It's the best phrase. It's real. That's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
It all comes from food, and we're all addicted to food. And it's the craziest thing if you're addicted to food, because you have to eat it. It's not like heroin. Like,
that's
if you're
right.
addicted to heroin, like, oh, I've got a heroin problem, but I'm going to take a little bit of heroin.
Right.
No, you're going to go full bore again. You're going to be fucked. It's
right.
like, it's one of the very few things where you're addicted to it, and you got to not be addicted to it anymore, but yet you still need to eat it.
Well,
what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy conundrum. And most people's minds can't really process that.
That's right. And I can't, I just... I can't, because he's given me the diets, Dolce, you know, just do this, mm-hmm. this, and this, and this. You know, it's four meals. It's very simple. I mean, by the way, does every, who needs another grown man to tell you what to eat? You know by now.
Right.
You know, seriously, you know. And same thing with working out. You don't know, move your body. Whatever
yeah.
it is, you know what to do. You may not know
yeah.
the intricate stuff of like split squats and this and that, work this thing, and, but general health. You know what?
Yeah.
I got to move my body more, eat better foods, less processed food. We know it.
Yeah.
But yet, man, I can't. That's what this documentary I'm doing about. It's like, why I have access to the greatest guys. Why can't I still do it? It's like, and part of it is I need the Goggins, you know.
Yeah, thing. You need a hype man.
You do.
You need someone around you who's also doing it.
Well, that's it.
You know?
It's community. I don't mm-hmm. have that. It's like when I'm with Dolce, if we're on a movie together or do something, he's got me in shape. He's
right.
giving me the meals, and you know, it makes
right.
it. When I'm my own captain,
yeah,
I'm homeboy. I'm gone. I'm just gone.
You know, one thing that you can try that I guarantee will help you lose weight is the carnivore diet. Because if you do it, the one thing that you're gonna not eat is any carbohydrates. You're only gonna eat meat, and if you cut out all bread, all pasta, all sugar, all bullshit. I'm not saying this is a great diet. I'm not saying this is the way to live. I'm saying this is the best way for me to eat. I've done every other
yeah.
kind of diet. This one works the best for me, and it's the one that keeps me lean.
Right. 'Cause
when you're eating just protein, your body hits a satiety level. If you're just eating steak, just steak, your body will hit a level, and you go, this is all I need, and then you won't want to eat more. But if I'm in that same mind space,
right.
and there's a steak there, but it's next to mashed potatoes
right.
with gravy, a bowl of pasta,
right.
ice cream, then I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to get another 7,000 calories.
Yes.
I'm going to keep going. But if I just eat the steak, then my body starts processing ketones. I start, instead of using carbohydrates, I'm only eating protein and fats. Your body goes into like a ketogenic state. You think better. It gives you an extra gear with thinking.
The ketogenic thing is, I mean, that for me is worked. It's because Dolce will hate me for saying, like he's like, you know, when they say blueberry, you know, or, you know, carbs, he's like, carbs are fine for you, like the right carbs.
There's nothing wrong with carbs.
Right.
It's a fuel for your body.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you're trying to lose weight, one of the best ways to regulate your appetite is a carnivore diet, because you don't overeat with it.
But I think it's deeper than that for me. I think it's mental. I think it's like anything will work. I've fasted that, you know, like
right.
I've done everything, you know, it all works for a while, but why am I this size now? you know, I'm, you know, every time I'm like, you know, just recently I started stop comparing myself to other people and trying to like just say get better than yourself yesterday. Literally that that concept for me works. It's like when I'm in there, because he'll give me workouts, Dolce, to do too, and I can't do it. I don't do them. I can't do the reps, four sets of 16. I get so bored by myself, like I start doing my own stuff. I'll do eclectic stuff, great stuff on a treadmill, all movement stuff. Like I love it, just throwing punches, doing things. But I walk around and then there's no way to measure it though, because the next day I'm not doing that. I'm, you know, so it's like I'm the guy who walks up to the bag, hits the bag a couple times, then walks, oh, look at this thing. I got, I have every piece of equipment in my gym. I do. If you saw my gym, you go, the Rock live here? You know, it's like literally, it's like they see me and they're like, what are you doing? It's like I buy everything because I buy into it. I'm like, because it's a little piece of hope.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right. Right. A treadmill is a little piece of
it's
hope.
A hope, a new thing. Like I got the Jacob's Ladder. I go, oh, it's great. It's jujitsu. You're grabbing the ring. This is great.
It's functional.
Yeah. It's collecting dust is what it's doing. It really, because I don't use it. So I need something. That's what this thing is. What can get me? Because I am like most people. I'm telling you, you don't need a lot of stuff, but you need something to engage yourself every day. There's got to be a bridge between what the Goggins way and people who do nothing. Like you got to get that. Like you, I saw you were doing this with the other comedians, which I love. You know, it's like where you go, I just want him to walk or just get him down there. Get that is so important, man, because it's like if you can get into that groove, you do feel better. Like that's what blows my mind. I've gotten in shape a couple times and I'm like, I don't need to eat any more crap. I love the working. I love the way I feel.
And then it slides right back.
What happens?
So when you started doing this documentary, what was the purpose?
To find out the process, because it's like I'm going to do a movie right now. Like every time I try to get in shape, it's always like I always have to get in shape. It's almost like, you know, a fighter who fights and then gets so out of shape again. Right. It's like, well, that's it. I mean, I shot a movie 2 years ago where I play an exorcist priest, like, and I wanted it to be like it was really crazy hard, like legit story. So I wanted to be look a little different, be, you know, right in the part and just have a different character. So I got down to 230. I really worked hard, you know, like that's low for me, and shot it and thought we were done with it. And I got to pick up a couple scenes. I'm 280.
No,
dude, I'm gonna have to look like either right in that this priest got stung by a bee and it just swelled up to, or I got to get in shape for it. So I got to get in shape for it. I got to get back down to that again.
How much time did you have?
I have as much as I, you know, I will shoot it when I'm ready, but it's like, it's waiting there to do a couple scenes.
50 pounds. How long does it take for you to lose 50 pounds?
I can lose it really quick. I could fast and lose it. Seriously. I can lose it in, I could lose it quick.
Like how many weeks for 50?
I could do it in a month.
What? That dude, sounds so insane.
Less than a month. I could do it.
Really?
Less than,
50 pounds? That's amazing.
I can do it fast. Fasting, just not, you know, but that's nothing.
It must feel like shit, though.
No.
Right? No?
No. When I fast, I didn't, you know.
How many days have you fasted in a row?
You don't want to know.
How many days?
41 and a half.
What?
41 and a half.
You went 41 days with no food?
Water. And a little salt in the water, like a little electrolytes. And I lost.
Wow.
Yeah. See, when I lock on, I can do something.
Oh, I know that. But that's a crazy lock on. 41 days.
Well,
How much did you lose?
I was fasting for, it was mental. It was like, I felt so bad for my daughter. I said, I'm going to do this for you. It was something that I could do, you know, and apply it to. And it was like so emotionally tied into me. And I started fasting and I go, I didn't say I'm going to do 40 days. I just said, I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to start fasting right now. And I was praying for her. Like, I mean, I was worried. And I did like 4 or 5 days. And I was getting through it, but I was like, I was wanting to get off it then. I was like, well, I got to start to eat because I'm really hungry. And I went and I talked to my daughter. I go, how are you feeling? She goes, I've been feeling good. She goes, have you been fasting for me? And I go, yeah. And she goes, thank you so much. And I literally went, okay, I got to keep going. I couldn't stop then.
Right.
So I just kept going day at a time, you know, and just do it. But it's amazing how your body, you don't need it. You don't need food. As long as you have fat on you like that.
Yeah.
Like for me, I lost, I think like 60 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that guy that was in the 1960s, right, Jamie? that one dude. He fasted for 360 something.
He was really
days.
Big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
all
can
he
do
did
it.
Is just take IV vitamins.
Yeah.
Just water and vitamins.
I didn't even take vitamins. Like, you don't need anything, you know.
Wow.
And I felt.
You took no vitamins.
Nothing.
Wow.
But, you know, it was. It cleansed everything out of me. Like, I'm not saying it's the way to go for everybody. You know, like, I don't know. Again, not a
There's
doctor.
There's definitely some health benefits to fasting.
Yeah.
Especially short-term fasting.
Well, they.
But if you're big and you can do it, why not?
That's it. It's like, yeah. Well, how are you going to survive? Well,
your body eats fat.
That's it. Yeah. That's what it was doing. It was surviving.
And you probably had good energy.
I was pretty good for, you know. A while, and then you'd have these dips, and you know, you'd feel like, wow, I feel miserable. I'm off. I'm done. And
right.
Then you fight through it, and you're like, the next day you wake up, you're like, I'm okay again. You know, it's like, keep going, just keep
right.
going.
Your body just says, all right, this is what we're dealing with. We're eating fat.
I literally wrapped up the 41 and a half days at, you're going to crack up. I went to Pizza University, which is a university to learn how to make pizzas, and I didn't even eat. I forgot I had booked it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I go, I'm not going to kill it. While I'm there, it was a 3-day course where you get like a little diploma. I wanted to know how to make the dough and everything like that.
Right.
And I went, oh no, this falls within my diet. I just wanted to make it past 40 days. And I went down there and I did the whole thing and I never ate a bite.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was crazy. But then you blow back up to this. You know, it's like that's what the documentary is about. The documentary is about the process and finding something where you can help people. With their health, with, you know, it is what you were talking about. It's just get up and do something, walk, do it a little bit more each day is the key. You know, it's like when you don't even notice it's happening and all of a sudden you're this active.